We've had a couple of situations over the last number of years in which we were dealing at our Batei Din with Geirus candidates who were either in veterinary school, or practicing veterinarians. And being a vet, definitely being in vet school and being a vet in practice is a highly problematic profession halachically, because a lot of the profession involves neutering and various forms of siras, which, as we'll see, is usur. So what I want to address today is, under what circumstances may there be heterim for either practicing as a vet, going to vet school, and how that plays out in practice. In our Geirus context, if someone is in a profession that is inconsistent with living a Torah lifestyle and involves violating Yisroel on a regular basis, then you can't convert someone like that because that's considered chutz midavar echad. And sometimes, even if you could carve out a practice where you're not doing any siras yourself, but in vet school, it's harder to get around doing those procedures. So we've had to encounter this issue in the past, at least a couple of times. And I thank Rabbi Josh Flug for pointing out to me the connection to this week's Sedra, which is very creative. And he's giving a share on this topic tomorrow morning in Boca. So I thank him for letting me beat him to it and giving us the Parsha connection. What is the Parsha connection? Let's put up the share screen here for the Zoomers. Okay, so the pasuk says, "Kapitel mem hei pasuk of aleph ve'asuchem bnei Yisrael ve'yitein lehem Yosef agalos al pi farov ve'yitein lehem seidah l'derech." So after Yosef reveals himself to the brothers, he sends back wagons.
Sorry, one second.
It's muted.
I'm trying to.
I can mute you. Okay, he sends back wagons based on Paro's directive, and he sends the brothers back with Seidel Aderech. Says the Meshech Chachma, Agalos al pi Paro, Shesusim lo hayu motziim b'Mitzrayim lachutz l'medina b'li rishayon. You weren't allowed to export horses without a permit, without license. So you had to send them ukishahayu yotzim, and when they did leave, hayu misarsim, they would neuter the horses that they let out of Mitzrayim, Kamosha Amr B'Mishnah, Ein Par B'Chazir, etc. The Siris Aser L'Bnei Noach, and even a Ben Noach is not allowed to engage in Siris. Vim Kain, Haya Over Yosef Alifna Iver. So if Yosef is instructing the brothers to take Susim out of Mitzrayim, even if the brothers aren't going to be Mitzrayim and Susim themselves, they're causing a mystery to do that, and that's a violation of Lifna Iver. So that's why Yosef had to point out that he wasn't the one who was telling them to do this. Par was telling them to do this. So he had nothing to do with the violation of the sisser of Siris. Okay. So what's the story with this isser of Siris? So as far as Siris ba'adam, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Amid Beis, Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Gemara quotes a brisa, minayin l'siris ba'adam shu aser, tamalomar ba'artzachem lo sasu, bachem lo sasu. The pasuk says, ba'artzachem lo sasu, that you should not engage in such practices, ba'artzachem, that the kaf beis kaf dalid in vayikra, ma'uch v'chasus v'nasuk v'charus, lo sakri v'lashem. So these various the movement of animals, including animals that are recurrent, animals that don't have their reproductive organs intact, you can't bring those animals as a korban. And you should not allow for such things or create such situations in your land, situations where you have animals without their functioning reproductive organs. So that's the source for the Isser of Siris Ba'ada. Fine. Says the so from the Gemara and Shabbos, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara presents a machlokas. It sounds like, at least the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that machlokas about the scope of Siris may depend on whether Siris is connected to the mitzvah of Puruvu. And it is a reason you can't be Misaris, because there's a tzivah in Puruvu, and being Misaris prevents fulfilling the mitzvah of Puruvu, or is it not fully related? So if it's connected to Puruvu, and women are not mitzvahs on Puruvu, then it might emerge that the Issur of Sirus is only on men and not on women. But we paskin that's not the case, that there is a serious, an Issur of Sirus on women as well. Rambam Yisuri Bia Peretesai in Alocha Yud and Alocha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes in the end of Alocha Yud Aleph that Misaris as an akeva, bein ba'adam, bein b'shar min in pater. So if you engage in Sirus of females, human females, and animal females, we haven't gotten to animals yet, but for the moment, let's talk about human females. That's pater. So pashup shah, pater means pater aval aser. Magamisha says, where the Rambam get this from? It's not clear from that Sugin Shabbos, Kufir Aleph, that that is the upshot lahalacha. So there's a Taras Kohanim. Taras Kohanim says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Hanakevos Besiros. The Ein Hanakevos Besiros doesn't say Mudr Lasaris Nakevos. It says that they're not. Besiros sounds like on the same level as men, but there's still an Isser on some level. The Rambam understood that's still an Isser. The Rabbanan, that's Lashon HaPater, as opposed to mutter. The Gon assumes, Evan Ezer Simon Hay, Sifkatan Cafe, that no, even if we're basing ourselves on this Torah Skonim, and Chad and the Rambam, Pater doesn't mean Issur Rabbanan, it means Pater Mi Malkus. So the Gon thinks there's still an Issur Deraisa, but it's a lower grade Issur Deraisa without a Chiyav Malkus. The be that is away, be that as it may, there's definitely an Issur Siras for women, either Midrabanan or according to the Gon, perhaps Daraisa. Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Reish Sadi Aleph, it has to be, he says, that ultimately the Issur of Siras is not fully dependent on Puruvu, because we paskin that women are not Mitzvahs in Puruvu, we paskin that there's an Issur Siras for women. The Gemara seems to connect Siras to Puruvu, so Minchas Chinuch suggests that the connection is slightly transposed. The reason that there's an Issur of Siras that applies to women as well is not because there's even when it comes to men, he says it's not a direct equation that because you're mitzvah on Puruvu, there's an Issur of Siras. But even if there wasn't an Issur of Siras, you still couldn't, when it comes to a man, you still couldn't engage in an act of Siras because of the Bittul Puruvu. There are two levels. Lemaisa, it's usher for man to be Masaris a man for two reasons. Number one, there's an Issur Siris which exists independent of Puruvu. And even if there wouldn't be an Issur Siris, it would still be usher because that would involve a Bittul Puruvu. The Ritva, there in Shabbos, Dibra Maschel Inami. So the Ritva writes, Hani Mili, that women are not Bechlal, Sirus, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. I will anan the Kaimalanka Rabbanan. That women are Bechlal, Sirus, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. I will anan the Kaimalanka Rabbanan. The Issa Salom, if Gedar Peri Rivia, the call Isha Mutter Lishtos, calls Karin. So a woman, even though a woman is not allowed to actively be subject to Siris in a way that you actively render the reproductive organs non-functional, but she sees Kosi Karin having some kind of a contraceptive that has an indirect effect, that would be permissible. Aval Bazakar Asir La'olam of Fila Basar Sakatan, however, drinking Kosi Karin is Asir for a man under all circumstances. But then he says, at the end, aval b'min chayu behema efshar shu aser tahasa lo shayich lomar taima d'isus al lo mifkada an lo mifkadin ala. So when it comes to a woman, so then there are grounds for shisias kos ikrin, because there's a stronger Puruvu connection, and therefore, since a woman is not Mitzuvan Puruvu, so there's certain allowances for secondary Siris, to drink a kosher Karin, to take a contraceptive. However, when it comes to animals, where clearly there's no connection to Pruvu, because an animal is definitely not anywhere near Bechal Pruvu. So then maybe an animal is going to be more chomer. So maybe even if there's a heter of Kol Shel Ikarin for a woman, there's no heter for an animal. So according to the Ritva, it comes out that the Isser for animals, which we'll source in a moment, may be more chomer than the Isser for humans. That not necessarily lahalacha, but the Ritva has such a line. Okay, what about the Isser for animals? So that the Gemara tells us in Chagiga Yadal and Amadeis, Shalu is Ben Zoma, Mahu Lususe Kalba. So are you allowed to neuter a dog? Amalahem, the pasuk we saw before, Bar Sechem Lo Sasu, Kosha Bar Sechem Lo Sasu. And that applies even to animals. That's what you paskin in Shulchan Aruch, you're ready, so on the Rambam, Hilchos Puravu, Sibin Hey, Evan Ezer, Seif, Yud Aleph. Aser Lahafsa Devari Azari, you're not allowed to cause the reproductive organs to not function. Bein ba'adam, bein ba'behema chayvof, applies to humans and to animals. Echat me'em echatar, applies to non-kosher animals too. Bein ba'chisabim chutzlaritz, it applies anywhere you live. B'chol misaris lokam minatar b'chol makam, and that's a lav d'araisa. B'afil misaris achar misaris lokam. Okay. However, Hamasari says in a keva, Bein ba'adam, bein misharmin, and pater v'laser. So the Malkus is only for Misari says a zachar. But Misari says in a keva, both a human akeva and an animal akeva, that's pater v'laser. There's no Malkus. And again, machlokes, whether that means only Aser d'Rabbanan, as most assume, or the Gon, that there's even an Iser d'Araisa without Malkus. And then the carvet of Kol Shel Ikarin that we just alluded to in the Ritva, based on that Gemara and Shabbos and elsewhere. Hamashka, the next say a few days. Hamashka Kos Ikarin LaAdam Olashar Bali Chayim Kedei Lasarso Hareza Aser Vein Lokan Alav. If you apply that to a man or to other animals, it's Aser without Malkus. The Isha Muteres Lishtos Ikarin Kedei Lasarso Ashla Tela. But when it comes to a woman, that is mutter. So Beis Shmuel explains there in Sifkata and Yudalid that when it comes to a woman, so on the one hand, we said there's an Issa Derabana. So why is there a heter of Kol Shel Ikarin for women? So he distinguishes between Siris Biadayim and Siris Dememela. When it comes to a woman where there's no Sivir Peruvu and the Isser is knocked down one notch to an Issa Derabanan, so you're allowed to be Misaris in a fashion that's Mimela, if it's not direct, if it's not the Adayim. But it should come out then that the Heter, if you read the Shulchan Aruch literally, there's an Isser of Kol Shel Ikarin, even indirect Siris for man and for animals. And the Heter, it sounds like it's only for women, only for a human woman, but not for female animals. Right, Hamasha Kol Shel Ikarin LaAdam Olashar Bali Chayim is Aser. The Isha Mutaras Lishtos. And what about a female animal? So it sounds like the Ritva almost that animals are more chamur than humans. However, it says the Chalkas Mechokek Sifkat and Vav. Not necessarily. Yeshadaktik Lamati Behema Chamur Meisha V'Dochik L'Chalek Dafke He Mutaras Lishtos Aval E Mashkin Asa. They don't say there's a chilek between her taking it herself and someone else giving it to her by an animal. An animal is not going to take the animal itself. The isha gamkin asur lishtos and lomin etzar leida. Fine. Rather, he says it's lav dafka. Nimsa mashikasav ola shar bali chayim hainu asachar min bali chayim. So you have to read the Shulchan Aruch because it's a little bit low. Bedak that hamashikos shali karin. La Adam or Bali Chayim who are Zacharim is Aser, but Isha or Bali Chayim that are Nekevos would be Mutter. So that is what we presumably assume, La Halacha, that if there was some kind of a Kol Shel Ikarin equivalent, if you can give an animal a birth control pill, and then that would effectively be Misaris the animal, then if it's a female animal, that would be Mutter. So theoretically, that would be if such a thing existed, and maybe I'm trying to look around a little bit what new innovative methods there are. I'm not sure exactly if there's something that's totally equivalent, even though in this Marei HaBazak, which comes out of Kol of Eretz Chemda in Yerushalayim, Volume Ches, they have a tshuva, Simon Mem, how to construct a halachically viable veterinary school. So they try to put together guidelines for how you can have a halachically compliant veterinary program. So they talk about methods that are either analogous to Kol Shel Ikarin or maybe better than Kol Shel Ikarin. I'm not exactly sure in practice what the references are. But if there is such a procedure that doesn't involve directly removing the Ivarim surgically or otherwise, even laparoscopically would be usher. So that might be like a Kol Shel Ikarin, which at least for a female animal would be mutter. They talk about maybe there are cases for even male animals that are better than Kol Shel Ikarin. Maybe Kol Shel Ikarin, according to some, actually does directly affect the Ivari Azara, and maybe there are things that are better than. I'm not exactly sure what Matthias they're talking about. But assuming that in practice there are very limited, if any, situations where affecting serous would be permissible, then we have to go to part two of the discussion, which is serous ayudei nachri. So is it ever permissible to have a nachri perform serous behemos on your behalf? So as far as a Jew going to veterinary school, unless you have the guidelines of a Marei HaBazak, which basically means that you can't in practice do any serious one in school, so it would be very challenging for a observant Jew to go through veterinary school without doing any serious. But let's say, however, you got through that, and now you're a licensed vet. So is there a way of actually having a practice that could be compliant with halacha? There's a the vet here right off Brooklyn, Maine, right? There's a Dina Khan or something, sounds Jewish. So what is the, is there any way to go with that? So the Gemara tells us in Bav Metzia Dav Tzadi Amar Aleph Anta Mebez, this is the famous Amir Lenachri Sogya. Ibailu. The Gemara says, are you allowed to instruct the Nachri to muzzle your animal while threshing with it? So the din of Amir L'Nachri, is that only Asur Shabbos? Or is that a Kol HaTorah Kula Halacha? So one of the rayas the Gemara wants to bring is from this din of Sirus, the Gemara quotes a Maisa where apparently one of the Amorayim did Amir Lenachri Ayidei Harama for Sirus. So Amar Papa, how could you do that? Neimar Rava Sarbi Lakirib Chidga, Damar B'nei Noach Nitzuvin Ala Sirus, Vekarvi Mishom Velifnei Iver Lositein Mechshal. So that's a Machlokes. Is there an Isser Sirus for B'nei Noach? So Reb Chitka in the B'nai Noach against Sanhedrin assumes that B'nai Noach are Mitzuvin Ala Sirus. So that's not a matter of Amir Lenachri, that's a matter of Lifnei Iver. So if a B'nai Noach himself is Mitzuvah on Sirus, then for you to create a situation where he is going to engage in Sirus, so that would be a violation of Lifnei Iver. So that, so lehalacha, we assume, maskanas gemara over there, is that there is an iser of Amir Lenachri, b'chol HaTorah Kula, not only by Melech Shabbos. And then, subject to the machlokas of Reb Chitka and the other default position in the Gemara, whether Ben Noach is Mitzuv and Sirus, so either you have to contend with an iser of Amir Lenachri. If there's no iser, independent iser, Sirus or Ben Noach, if you're going to have a Ben Noach do Sirus on your behalf, that's Amir Lenachri. If there is an Isser for Ben Noach, then forget about Amir Lenachri. That's an Isser of Lifnei Iver. So that's what the Tumas Hadeshin discusses, Simin Reish Tzadi Tes. Nachri alokeach tanagolim zucharim k'dei l'sarsan shari l'yisrael limkor lo b'stam alfa pishu adeish eno kono sam el k'dei l'sarsan. So you have a Nachri who is buying chickens in order to neuter them, and you know that's what he's going to do. So is a Jew allowed to sell the chickens to the Nachri, knowing that the Nachri is going to neuter them? So the Truma Sedashin thinks that's dependent on this machlokas. So here the Yisrael has no interest in the Nachri neutering the animals, but he knows that the Nachri is going to do it. So if it's aser for a Ben Noach to be misareh, so then you violate a Lifnei Iver. If there's no aser, so there's no Lifnei Iver, and there's no Armi Lenachri because he's not doing it on your behalf, he's doing it because of his own interest. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Hei, Se'if Yudalid, we paskin, aser lomer la'akim l'saris behema shalanu, vim lachachu me'atma v'sirsa mutter. So you can't tell him to do it. If he does it himself, you're allowed to benefit from the animal after the fact. Vim harem Yisrael b'darizeh. But if you do harama, it's your animal, and you engage in some kind of subterfuge to create a situation where the Nachri is going to neuter the animal on your behalf, then konsenoso, fafilu lo harem, vavikuchav makira mechavim l'tavaso. But you can't use it either if there's harama, or even if you don't do harama, but the Nachri is clearly doing it on your behalf to benefit you. Okay, says Rama. However, you can have some kind of a profit-sharing arrangement where the Nachri profits from the animal, and he's going to be misaris it because he has an interest in the Sirus for his own parnasa. There, he's doing it for his own benefit. That in principle, even if you know he's going to do it, so that's the tzad that says that there's no issur serious for Benoach per se. We're only worried about Mil and Achri, and in that case, there's no Mil and Achri. The Yesh Osrim, then no, we are concerned about the issur serious for Bnei Noach as well. So, Lahalacha Beishmuel. There in Sifkat and Design things, you have to be machmir for both positions. You have to be machmir that l'chum on both sides, that there is an isser of Amir l'Nachri, and there's an isser of l'Neiver. And the Chalakas B'choke in Sifkat and Ches, and most possibly seem to assume this way, thinks that the Iker is like those Shitos, that there's no isser for Ben Noach in Siris per se. The only question is one of Amir l'Nachri. So if you could construct a situation where Amir l'Nachri is not an impediment, then it would be mutter to have a Nachri do Siris. So Rabbi Unterman, it has a tshuva printed in the back of the Osra Poskim. Rabbi Unterman was the chief rabbi of the state of Israel after Rabbi Herzog. So he writes that there was a law, 1950s, I guess, when he was chief rabbi, that all tiyashim, goats, mountain goats, needed to be neutered. So Rabbi Unterman writes that he was able to convince the Mistrad HaChakloot, the agricultural ministry, that they would only do it Ayyadei Nachrim, and they would have another Nachri be Kona at first. So Nachri number one, Ahmad would buy the animal so it'd be his. And then Ahmad would tell Mohammed to do the actual Siris. So then you have, if anything, that's like Amira, which maybe Amira is better, then you have an extra step. Now, the first Nachri made a kinyan, now it's his, and then he's selling the other Nachri, so it's further removed from the Israelim. Rabbi Fluke pointed out that if you were to have a Jewish-owned veterinary practice, in theory, if you assume that the Chalkas B'choke, they're only worried about Amir l'Nachri, so if you construct a kind of a rhesus situation where you have non-Jewish employees that are actual independent contractors that make the profits off any act of Siris, and then you have another non-Jew coordinator in the office that sends all the Siris customers to the non-Jewish Arisim, so you could construct in such a way that you're not profiting directly from the Siris, and the Nachrim are independent contractors that are doing it on their own. Now, whether you can have a profitable veterinary practice without making any money off Siris, other than you could charge rent, presumably you could charge for the facility, but not for the actual practice. So I don't know if that would be financially viable. If we're talking about Nekevos, so then there may be more grounds to be makel, especially if it's only Yisrael Rabbanon. And if you assume, some assume that the upshot of that sugya in Bav Metzia is that There's no Amir Lenachri for the Rabbanans outside of Melech Shabbos. So there may be more grounds when it comes to Sivus Nekebos to find the Kulos and maybe still make a profit off of that. But these are not simple situations. And if you're looking for an Emunas Kala Unakia, this is probably not the one to pursue. Yeah. To the extent that you can assume that any Meshach Chacham is not necessarily Pshat in the Pasuk.
Right, but it sounds like you assume that there's
an
extra
effect. Right. Well, he says that, okay, I guess so, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right, so if you assume like that, so then it's harder to find any... Any
other? And it sounds like you go back to the shoe we had
a half ago.
Right.
That's what the fight, right? Mm-hmm. This one, maybe. Are you saying if it is or if it isn't?
If it is.
If it is, it may be one of the 30 misses that I know.
Right.
Which
is the one that I think that's
right. So there still may be to the extent that you make that chiluk by humans because there's a gap in terms of the puravu responsibilities. So in one of the footnotes in this, by Maria Bazakshuva, they suggest that maybe even by Nachrim, even there's no Tzivi approval, there's still a value approval, a bracha approval, or the bracha approval is to all humanity. So they have a chelik approval on some level also. So maybe there's still a difference between Zachar and Akeva in terms of their share in the approval, the notion approval. Not sure. But his recommendation for a kosher veterinary school is that if you have non-Jewish students, so that they can do Siris on their own, at least for Nekevos, and if you have a non-Jewish lecturer, and the non-Jewish lecturer is demonstrating for the non-Jewish students, so the Jewish students can look on as long as it's not being done for them specifically. I'm not aware of any schools that open based on these guidelines yet. Right. It's similar. It's spraying or neutering involves a surgical procedure that renders the Avari Zara useless.
It's like somebody who had a vasectomy that I think I showed that's not
Sudaka. It depends on how it's done.
It's not easy. What's that?